Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. I want to stress a point tonight if we can. I actually used this topic yesterday morning. And I just felt like it was just so important that we go over it again. Because a lot of time all of our church folk can't be there. And so for you folk that was there, thank you. Number one, thank you. And don't get discouraged about tomorrow. And maybe it'll be something just to encourage you a little bit, okay? Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Bible said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Wow. What have you ever bought with your own blood? And don't tell me you worked real hard and sweated as it was great drops of blood out there catching chickens. Whatever you do, amen, amen. Nailing boards together. Brother Daniel, of course, he's a CEO in the Coast Guard. They play basketball at 11 o'clock every day. And she liked that, Brother Daniel. You see her? Y'all would have had to see his wife right there. She is sitting with the cackling and turn around and look right at him in the face. Whatever your job is, no doubt you do work hard. But you probably wouldn't say you worked hard enough to shed blood over it, would you? I mean, if you weren't picking blackberries and you got caught in the big blackberry patch, is anybody in here never picked blackberries before? You've never picked blackberries? One, two, coming out of the same family right here. Brother Chris, you raise your hand. You ain't never picked blackberries? Oh, you are a city man. You hadn't either. Oh, I thought I'd say. Everybody never picked blackberries. Everybody else has picked blackberries. Wow. Well, that's how you get blackberries. And chances are great, if you've ever picked blackberries, you got stuck. Anybody ever been in a blackberry fight? Wow. One requirement, there's a uniform to wear. White t-shirt. Yeah, well, I ain't getting it. Amen. But I bet you this, I bet that none of us could understand purchasing something with our blood. Wow. What do you reckon we'd think about it if we had to pay? Father, I pray you'd help us for a few minutes, Lord, just to understand the importance of the church. In Jesus' name, I ask for you to speak, for you to help, for you to do it. And Lord, we'll thank you for it. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. I've seen children that was given things for the most part of their life and never had to work for it, and didn't appreciate it. I'd say it probably goes along with however that's raised, probably. But I knew some people personally. They were given just about everything and appreciated nothing. Nothing. Then there's some people that they work real hard for what they got, and they don't want you touching it. Don't mess with it. We was going down to Daytona to a car show. Call it the Turkey Rod Run. Daytona. Brother Daniel, you might want to get that thing ready before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Friday, Saturday, back home on Sunday. One of the biggest car shows in the country outside of the big one in Michigan. And a friend of mine had built a 67 Chevelle. Candy apple red. 396, 375 horsepower, 4-speed. Womp, 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 womp. Is that what it sounds like to any other ladies besides my wife? Well, now you know what a real nice red 67 SS Chevelle, 396, 375 horse, 4-speed. You know how to identify it now. Chris Turner. You remember Chris Turner. Chris built the car. David Thrift's brother done all the body work. And it was just about as close to being perfect as you could get on one. Both Frank's enjoying this. I'm just going to talk to him. You with me. I can see it on your face. He drove that car from Waycross, Georgia to Daytona. We stopped, and this car was not done by Chris, because Chris is not a mechanic, and Chris is not a paint and body man. All Chris knows how to do is shift gears and hold steering wheel. So he had to pay for everything. Everything. About halfway between Jacksonville and Daytona, there's a rest area on the right-hand side of the road. And we all pulled in there, little restroom break, and just a chit chat, maybe drink another Coca-Cola and hydrate again. And this lady comes up to Chris's car and says, "Wow, that's a pretty car." He said, "Thank you, ma'am." She said, "Do you mind if I get my picture made with your car?" They said, "No, not a bit." It was all going real good till she started climbing up on the hood. He said, "Oh, no, 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 no. Now, you can stand in front of it. You can get behind it. You can kneel down beside it. But you ain't climbing up on it." You know why he felt like that? He spent a lot on that car. Now, if somebody can get a little nervous, and I've seen a lot of other people, and I know, Brother Leroy, you're a paint and body man, or was, and you've seen a lot of people. When they got the car done, they didn't want you touching it. Don't even touch it. They spend a lot of money. I've seen a truck that was valued, the paint job alone was $25,000 for the paint job. I've got witnesses that was with me. If man is so particular about things that he makes, that he earned money with and bought and purchased, how much more do we think the Lord might feel about the church? I mean, to me, the church is important. I like coming to church sometime, even when we ain't having church. Sometime, Brother Frank, I just pull in the parking lot. Just sit here and think about how good God been to us. Sometimes I get to thinking about how through all of this issue with the coronavirus and the troubles of our land and how that if folk would just give their heart to Jesus Christ and stay down at the church house, my goodness, wouldn't it change their lives forever? I'm just talking about the church, Brother Darnell. What kind of condition would we be in tonight had it not been for the church? What kind of condition would you be in tonight had it not been for a church? The church, the body of believers. Listen, Jesus purchased this. It's expensive. It's not just a 30 minute social gathering. I wonder, in the eyes of God, what must the church look like to him? How could David, what could he do to express his feelings toward the church? I think in America, I think in this country we're in right now, the church means about as much to the people here as, I don't know if it means as much as it does the people across the water. Brother Joseph, I was talking to him this week. He said, please tell the church. I said, hello. He loves this church. He said, this is my brothers and sisters. He said, my family, I love them. And Brother Joseph, they're just starting to let them have church. Just starting. Just opening the doors. There's states in our country that can't have church. You say, but the president said. Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of presidents get sworn into office, lay their hand on the Bible, they didn't know God. So what a president says, and I appreciate our president, don't you get me wrong. I appreciate him. I listened to one of them news men on there the other night mocking and making fun about him holding the Bible in his hand. I thought to myself, you know what? If he's never read one verse, still he had a Bible. If he said, I believe this and that and those, still he had a Bible, and he still thinks the church is essential. Say, I just don't agree. Well, no, you can't agree with everybody on everything. If you did, we'd all come in here tonight wearing the same clothes. Three people in this church agree tonight. That's all. Three. Song leader, graduate, no shag. I love it. I'm thinking, I have never seen a store that had the same shirts of different sizes like that. These people are shoppers. Y'all done well. I bet Mama done all that, didn't she? Thank you. Amen. Hey, everybody's not going to agree on the same thing. Thank God for folk that can. Thank God for folk that can. But can I tell you this? When it comes to the church, we're to agree. We're to agree about this. We're to agree it's the most important place in the world. We're to agree I ain't going to compromise on something else and go somewhere else. I know this is going to rash some people. We went to get something to eat Sunday after church, Brother Bradley, and we went past one restaurant to the next restaurant, and looked in between the two restaurants, they started a new church. And you can't see in the church, but you can see in the foyer of the church. And I'm being real nice. You can't see nothing in there, couldn't see nobody, but I saw the coffee pot and the creamers and the cups. I could see pretty good, a little distance. I just thought in my mind just momentarily while I was looking at this, wonder what the Lord thinks after He bought the church with His blood. About what we've turned the church into. Before church tonight, we was in the office talking. Brother Dan, Brother Chris, Brother Josh, Brother Leroy. I think that was all of us in there. We was talking about what it was like in the tabernacle. In the wilderness, in the tabernacle, when God gave them the plans of how to build it, what to do in it, and how to furnish it. And the people themselves couldn't even go in there. And the priest, Brother Frank, your sister Amy hadn't been saved very long, just a little Bible study right quick. The priest, when they went in there, had to wear a garment with bells on the bottom of it. Because their job is to work inside the church. And if there's a problem, if they cease to work, if there's a sin problem, whatever the issue is, as they're walking, you can hear the bells ringing. But as if they ever stopped, you know what that meant? Somebody died. And they drag them out of the, let's call it the church, in the wilderness. Wow. But wouldn't you hate to come to church one service? Are you listening to me? Would you hate to come to church one service and somebody greets you at the door and say, I'm going to tie this rope around your foot just in case. And I say, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to just, we'll have church out here in my car. That ain't even mentioning the high priest that went into the Holy of Holies. Wow. I'm talking about church. Why is the church so important, Brother Darnell? Well, in Colossians chapter number 4, verse 17, the Bible says, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. There's a lot of people acquire ministries from inside the church. How many people? You know, we used to see this years ago. All the time we used to see it. I mean, all the time you see young men surrender to preach. Man, that wasn't nothing uncommon. That wasn't nothing unusual. Men give their life. I've seen women surrender in church, become a missionary, I'm just giving my life to God. I'm just giving my life to God because I'm praying that the Lord let me marry a missionary. We've seen it. Ministries. Maybe somebody with a talent. Say, you know what? I play this or I play that. And I want God to know that what I do, I thank Him for the gift, and I'm going to use it all for Him. From inside the church. I appreciate everything that happens in this church. I'm thankful for what all we see here. Thankful for the service. Thankful for both services we had Sunday. Well, I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but my heart was stirred Sunday morning. And I didn't know if it could be stirred anymore. Sister Joanne, I didn't know if it could be stirred anymore after Sunday morning, but Sunday night it was stirred more. Man, I'm telling you, God just breathed through here. Have you ever sat in church and wondered why is it everybody else is getting blessed tonight? There's a reason. How come Brother Darnell weeps and cries and shouts and get so excited about God, and I don't? Well, there's a reason. Maybe you just depend too much on your wives. Sister Molly sits over there and cries, and sits down there in the altar. Her and her dad sitting there crying the other night. So I don't understand all that. God didn't tell you had to understand. But I will tell you this, when your children get to a place, and they will one day, somewhere or another, they will get to a place where you're faced with something like that, you'll say, oh man, I wish I'd have prayed more for them. I sit and watch them. I watched them the other day, Brother Darnell sit over there, and Brother John had his arms wrapped around that little old girl. That's his baby. 19 years old, is that right? 19 years old, that's his baby. You know what it's like to hurt somebody's baby? It's almost like suicide. You were taking your life in your own hands, what I'm trying to say, when you mess with somebody else's child. I watched a video the other day. This old hen had a bunch of little chickens, little bitties. And boy, they're just running around there. All these little old bitties just running around them. That old hen just, she's just clucking and a clucking and a clucking. And off in the distance, there was an eagle. And that eagle dove down to get one of those chicks. I did say eagle, didn't I? I've seen eagles knock goats off a cliff. An eagle can just swim down over the water, grab a fish that's just, and fly off with him. A chick ain't going to be no problem. But I tell you something, does be a problem. It will be a problem if you and I look at all this, a fight between an eagle and a chicken. Now, if I was a gambling man, I'd put my money on the eagle. Would you? But that was before she had some chicks. And she swung. That eagle dove down there and got one of them chicks, and that chicken was on that eagle. If I could have heard them talking, it would have sounded something like this, probably. I don't know who you think you are. Mess with my babies. Hey, you better get them claws back up there wherever you've got them at, tuck them up under your body and fly on out of here, sucker. I'll peck your eyes out. That chicken would die. A chicken would die for their little ones. What do you really think? What do you really think tonight? Listen, what do you really think? How much do you think the Lord, how much do you think God cares about the church? Had it not been for the ministry of the church, I'd never got saved. The meeting that I got saved because it was put together by churches coming together. Brother Frank, y'all got saved here at the church. I'm just trying to say, the church is important. Brother Todd McCardle's a dear friend that many of y'all know over in Waycross, go to Brother Joey's church. Used to be Brother Joe's song leader for years and years. And Brother Todd had a business. Brother Todd had, he worked for a company, Stewart Candies. You may have never heard of it. But they'd run a route and all these convenience stores. Brother Todd would go through there and take an order. Back before the computer world. Back when days when the insurance man used to come by your house. Some of y'all remember that. And you leave the payment up under the seat in the living room because the door was unlocked. Amen. I've seen it. Brother Todd always wanted to go in business for himself. Always. He said, I just feel like I could do it. I feel like I could make it. He was making an extremely good salary. I mean, really was. He was a route man. I mean, they'd give him a car, paid him big bucks, eat all the candy he wanted. How can you beat that? Somebody say amen. And he opened a restaurant. Brother Tracy, he stepped off out there in deep water. I'm telling you, what was the cost? He said, I'm going to try it. He said, the worst thing can happen to me and her, talking about his wife, is we'll be homeless. That's pretty bad, but he tried it. You know he made it? He's made it. He's done well. God blessed him. He's a giver. He's a tither. He supports missions. He loves people. He's got a good spirit. He said, but I will not be open on Sunday. He shut his business down on Sunday. You know what I found out? I found out that you can make it on 6 days a week. Now, I realize there are some jobs that they're going to work, and if you've agreed to work for them, I understand that. That's between you and the Lord. But because he was faithful, God blessed him. But let me say this. Also because he was faithful, God tested him. And these past, I don't know how long has it been now, Faith Christian? About the past 2 years now, his wife's had cancer. And I tell you, a couple times they thought, didn't think she was going to make it. Last time we was over there, we went by their house, us and Jared and Brother Joe and I forget who all it was. And I just went in there and just wanted to go in there and just fellowship with them because they hadn't been able to come to church. Just want to go pray with them. Tell them we still love them. Tell them what great people. Tell them what great people Todd and Joan McCardle are. You ever just told somebody, I think you're a great person? If you told somebody that, probably somebody you went to church with. Well, she still can't go to church. But guess who watches our church? From their house. And I don't know if they're watching tonight, but if they are, I want to tell them personally, I love them so much. I'm telling you, they're great. They are great. Are they great? Great people. Great people. Great people don't know they're great. They have to be told. But people that thinks they're great, they'll tell you they're great. Don't hurt their feelings. Hey, don't hurt their feelings and tell them the truth. Don't drop them like a hot potato. They might bust. But then again, they might need that once in a while, hadn't they? I'm just saying tonight, the church, in the church, you know what the Lord said? John chapter 21. You know what the Lord said about the church? Told Simon Peter. He told him, he said, hey, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. First off, feed the little ones. Then feed the adults too. Feed the sheep. You know where you and I get fed at? Church. Church. I mean, I enjoy the morning devotion. I'm telling you, I do. Y'all get me excited. I said this morning, people's on there saying amen and encouraging me. I said, when I get done here, I'm going to go out there and mow my grass. By 10, almost 10:30 or so, I was about done mowing grass. Weed eating, maybe next week. That's not an issue. I'll tell you how important church is. This afternoon, this morning when I was mowing, I rode past my mom's pump house. And I noticed the door was open, Brother Frank, on the pump house. That door is never open unless I open it or she opens it. I stopped and I looked inside the pump house. Just maybe, is something in there? Somebody in there? Brother Leo, I looked inside there and the water was about that deep in the pump house. So I went and told her, I said, we need to cut stuff off and everything. I got to cut the power off. I got to try to get this water out of the pump house. It was getting up close. It already got up over up to the edge of the bottom of the motor. I wasn't fixing to step in there. I'd have got me a volunteer and said, hey, can you go in there for me? And No, I wouldn't have done that. I dug a ditch, drained it out. I said, I'm going to have to go to town and get you a water tank. The water tank, it was leaking. It was just, pouring water at the bottom of it. I said, I'm going to go to town. And she said, well, it's okay. She said, son, I've got enough water to last me till tomorrow. Anytime something breaks at her house, she'll say, when you get time. See, not like some of us that was, are you kidding me? Stop this right now. And fix what I want fixed. She's never done me like that. Am I right, Faith? I went and got a water tank. I come to the house. I said, Mom, I hate it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I couldn't get it fixed today. She said, son, don't worry about it. She said, if you can do it tomorrow, that'd be a blessing. She said, I may not come to church tonight. No, no water. And in my mind, I thought, ha! I know we're too good. You know why? She loves church. How many of us, come on now. How many of us would have said, I can't go to church, son. I ain't got no water. I can't brush my teeth. I can't. Whatever. That's the difference in people that love the church and people that don't. If we're going to have a revival meeting, if we're going to get stirred up, we're going to get excited, it's going to take place in the church. I say, let's give our all for the church. When you serve in the church, you're serving the Savior. He purchased it with His own blood. Let's give it all to Him. Let's do it. Let's all stand together. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for coming to church, Mom. I love the church. Thank God for it. Amen. Brother Larry Turner, dismiss in prayer, please.